Hey, my feel good friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and this is part two of episode 160, where I was sharing about finding harmony in the ecosystem of your work life and your personal life. And so today is the second part of that recording. I just decided it would make more sense as two episodes. And so we are going to be talking about my best tips that I've literally been implementing this week for how to hop back on the horse and get back into working, get motivated about working again after you have taken a little break or coming back from vacation. These tips are things that literally I've been doing this week, and so I hope that you find them helpful. And if you are in that mode where you're just trying to find your motivation again, you're trying to get back into your groove, let me just tell you that I am right there with you right now, and I'm sending you so much love. And I hope that these tips can just be a little helpful for you for finding that motivation again. Okay, without further ado, let's dive into part two. Friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. Okay, so when it comes to hopping back on the horse after a little time off from work, I know it can be a drag, but I have a few things that I've been doing this week that have really, really been helpful. And the first tip I have for you is to literally every day before you sit down and start working again is shake off the mindset cobwebs and pump yourself up. And what I mean by shaking off the mindset cobwebs, I mean, definitely there's a mental aspect to this, but I want you to know that I literally mean stand up and like move around and shake your arms and physically shake off the mindset cobwebs. And what I mean by mindset cobwebs is all of those imposter syndrome thoughts, all of that lack of confidence, all of that, oh my gosh, what am I doing? People are going to judge me. Any of those mindset things that you are telling yourself right now that are negative thoughts and weighing you down when it comes to getting back to work, shake them off because they are not helpful, but they can totally sneak back in, especially after taking a break. I've been very proud of my mental growth, I would say. Definitely when I was just starting out in business, I was comparisonitis-ing, I was imposter syndrome-ing, I was lack of confidence-ing, or whatever it is. I have struggled through so many mindset challenges, and I really, really feel like I have grown a lot in my ability to navigate any mindset things that come my way in my business. I feel way more confident nowadays. I feel like I don't question my authority or expertise as much. I don't compare myself. I embrace community over competition and all that different stuff. Of course, I've had lots and lots of practice with these things again and again and again, learning lessons over and over. However, after taking the last like month or two off of showing up for my business online, I am feeling a lot of those mindset things again. A lot of the negative thinking patterns have crept back into my mind and have created cobwebs up there. So we need to shake those off physically and figuratively and pump ourselves up to get back into business. Okay, so literally shake them off and become aware of your thought patterns. Become aware of the negative thoughts that creep into your head and remind yourself that those are not helpful right now. Remember the lessons that you have already learned when it comes to all those mindset things in your business, because it's going to take practice to get back into those healthy patterns once again. And that's totally normal. And also pumping yourself up, right? Getting excited about your business, lifting yourself up, putting your shoulders back, dressing cute, putting on your makeup, feeling like that business boss lady that you are. It sounds so dorky, but it's true. It's so good to be intentional about these things. Be intentional about shaking off those mindset cobwebs and pumping yourself up every day as you're getting back into working in your business. The second tip I have for you is another kind of dorky one, if we're honest. In my notes, I have mindful meditation and journal prompt. Okay. And I have to tell you that I love mindset stuff. I'm not really a mindset coach or like a meditation coach or anything like that. So take it for what you will. This is just something that I created off the top of my head that has been really helpful for me. But I would love for you to right now take a deep breath and close your eyes and think back to a time when you have felt really good in your business. Okay. So think back to a time when you felt super, super confident, or you just felt really, really good about like things are working and I'm loving this. I love what I do. I love the people that I'm helping. I'm not feeling as stressed out or anything like that. Think back to that time, whenever you felt the best in your business before taking your break. Imagine that. How were you showing up in your business? Who were you talking to? What roles were you embracing? What were you working on or talking about or anything like that? Think about the habits that you were doing daily when you felt that way. Like, were you, you know, time blocking, or were you going for a walk in the middle of the day every day? Think about what you were working on. What was making you feel so good at that time? And why did you love the work that you were doing right then? And also think about how you were feeling specifically. Like, were you feeling confident? Were you feeling content? Were you feeling helpful and more gracious? What were those feelings that you had during that time? And then also think about the way that feels in your body. Okay. So I'm laughing because I think I have two modes. If I think back to my past self, my whole journey as an entrepreneur, and when I have felt like the best in my business, there's two different modes that I go into that I think, oh yeah, I love that version of Kinsey, right? The first one, I call her confident Kinsey. And that's the Kinsey that has like jazz hands. So it's like super energized and overly enthusiastic about everything and just showing up with so much confidence. It's kind of like the hair flip Kinsey, right? And then there's the content Kinsey is the second one that I feel really, really good in when I'm in her in my business. And that's the a little bit calmer than the confident Kinsey, I would say, but still like a quieter confidence, but just really, really feeling at ease in my business. Things are going the way they're supposed to be going. And I feel more like a listener, maybe, when I'm a content Kinsey instead of taking the stage and giving all the tips and all that stuff. I'm more of like a listener. I'm more providing a safe space. I feel at ease with myself and my business, and I want to make others feel at ease. I help to share their stories. I get very intrigued by people. Those two versions of Kinsey, I feel so good in. I can like feel how those types of Kinseys feel in my body. And so I want you to think about this for you. It might sound so dorky. There might be multiple, right? Or there might just be one. Or maybe you haven't found her yet, and that's okay. But just try to think about that version of yourself where you feel the best and feel that in your body. And write these things down. If you're more of a journaler, you can either just kind of sit with this, meditate on it, or journal about it. But I think that it's awesome to remind yourself of that girl and who she is and how that feels so that you can show up as her again. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's my second tip for hopping back on the horse. The third tip is to start small, but take an action every day. So here, let's start with the start small part. Okay. Because this is very, very important. If you're anything like me, a little overambitious, you might feel like, okay, well, now that whole house buying thing is over. I'm just going to dive back into my business. I'm going to be exactly where I was before. I'm going to be doing all the things I was doing before. It's going to be great. And that just doesn't happen normally, right? It can feel very overwhelming to have to hop back on the horse and feel like you have to do all of the things immediately. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You don't have to do all the things immediately. It takes time to get back into the groove of things. It's okay to start with small tasks, to prioritize your tasks and just start with a few things at a time, and then slowly add in more and more as you feel more confident and comfortable and have more brain power for it. So, for example, I am still not posting on social media. This week has been my first full week back at the work grind, as they say, right? In like 2 months. And being a quote unquote social media gal, you might think that I would want to be posting on social media again, like I was in the past. But Instagram still isn't a priority for me this week. And I'm trying to focus on what makes sense for me to focus on. So for me, this week has all been about strategizing my business, reminding myself of what I love about Feel Good Social, why I'm showing up, what I want to focus on, and what I want my goals to be for the next few months. And also my goal has been the podcast, because I love you guys and I want to show up for you guys again. Those are my priorities. And social media has not been a priority. Not only have I not posted on social media, I don't even have any content planned. And I don't even know when I'm going to start posting again. Maybe when this episode comes out, maybe not. We will see. But I want you to give yourself permission to start slow and not feel like you have to do all the things immediately, because that's just not how it goes. However, on the opposite side of the coin, I do want to encourage you to definitely take an action every day, because it is also easy to procrastinate starting. Starting is like the hardest thing to do, right? Getting over the hump of just starting. And so if you can do one thing every day to start getting back into the groove of working again, that's wonderful. One action every day at the very minimum. And slowly with the action will come the consistency and you'll start getting comfortable with it again. So the next tip I have for you is to get excited about something and have fun with something, right? And this might be my Enneagram 7 coming out, but I truly get so motivated to do the tasks that I think are fun. And that motivates me to not only do those tasks, and it allows me to carry that motivation on to other tasks, right? So I really want you to think about, what do I absolutely love doing in my business? And this might also bring it back home to why you do what you do. What are some things, one thing that you truly enjoy when it comes to your business? Make time for that and do that. Even if you're just starting with that and then moving on to a different task that might be more of a priority, because I promise you that will awaken your creative juices or light you up or light a fire under your butt. That will be helpful for you for finding that motivation. And it also brings you home to why you do what you do. It brings you home to the reason, the purpose behind your business. And that is so, so powerful as well, especially at a time like this. And so for me, for example, I've been definitely spending time, do something that excites you or that lights you up or that you have fun with. And that will carry over to the other aspects of work that aren't necessarily as exciting. Okay, the final tip I have for you for hopping back on the horse is to reach out to your support system and start having conversations again. When you've been out of the loop, if you're anything like me, it's very, very easy to get into your head and think people are judging you. So I will admit this. For me, for example, you know, I am a pretty social person in my business. I love getting on Instagram and having conversations with people in the DMs. I have like a community of friends that I feel like I've built online for my business over the past few years and all the different stuff. But for me, being off of, you know, the podcast, off of Instagram, off of my email list for the most part for the past few months, I have felt like a little bit disconnected and isolated. And then the little sneaky imposter thoughts start coming into my brain. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like kind of embarrassed. Like, do they think that I'm like not a good business owner because I haven't been showing up very often? Do they even still like me? Do they even still believe in me? And I'm laughing right now because literally in the past like 2 weeks with me kind of starting to talk to people again, I have found the opposite to be true. Of course, that voice is lying to you, right? In the past few weeks, I've heard from so many of my business buddies being like, oh my gosh, I'm glad that you're posting again. I'm glad you're back on Instagram, saying, oh, I can't wait to see what you come out with next for Feel Good Social. Say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. The podcast episodes are coming out again. I need those in my life. Just all of these awesome messages that just make me feel good and just remind me that, yeah, the imposter thoughts in your head are so, so influential in your brain. And then you just have to get outside of those and remind yourself, yeah, I have the support system of people who love me and believe in me. And I help people and they're excited for me and I'm excited for them. And it's wonderful, right? So if you are not getting those messages yet, reach out to your people. Reach out to those people, the biz buddies who you love, and just say, hey, how are you doing? I've been a little out of work lately. I'm trying to get back into the grind. I've had so many people be like, yeah, me too. I promise you that those conversations will go wonderfully. And if you don't have someone like that to do that with, please reach out to me at Feel Good Social on Instagram. Send me a message. I would love to just give you an air hug and be that person for you. You're not as disconnected as you think you are. And it's really, really nice to not only cultivate confidence for yourself, but also have those biz buddies to back you up. Anyway, those are my tips for hopping back on the horse if you ever fall off of it when it comes to business, or if you are, you know, going on vacation, you're like, I don't want to get back into work again. These are my ways I've found I've been literally doing this week. And it's been helpful for me, for sure, to get back into the groove of business again. So I hope that you found this episode to be insightful or relatable or helpful in some way. Once again, I am so excited to be in your earbuds. I am so, so grateful for you as a Feel Good Social listener. I want to continue showing up and dishing out episodes every week for you. And I hope that you keep coming back to listen. So thank you. Thank you so much. And I will catch you next time I catch you. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.